At the United Nations today, Secretary of State Colin Powell meets his Russian counterpart. They'll discuss Chechen terrorism and the way President Vladimir Putin is responding to it. Following the bloody school siege in Beslan, the Russian president proposed giving the central government a great deal more power. The Bush administration was quietly critical, but some in Washington are calling for a louder response. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Republican Senator John McCain may be campaigning for President Bush's re-election, but at least on Russia, it seems, they don't see eye to eye. While President Bush once famously looked into Vladimir Putin's soul and saw a man he could do business with, McCain sees an ex-KGB officer consolidating power.
It's a KGB-like operation. Gradual, steady, persistent, successful.
Putin says his political reforms are necessary to unite and strengthen the country, but McCain says he wants President Bush to send a clear message that Putin's strategy won't solve Russia's political problems or the war in Chechnya.
He sincerely has the belief that the only way to fight this war that he is humiliated by is to consolidate power, and that is exactly the wrong way. So I think that Mr. Putin is making some very, very serious mistakes, and we in the United States cannot allow it to go uncommented.
Bush administration officials have been much softer in their criticism. In a recent interview with the Washington Times, Secretary of State Colin Powell explained how he was offering friendly advice when he warned the Kremlin not to undercut democratic institutions in response to terrorism. Fiona Hill of the Brookings Institution says it's become much harder for Americans to talk frankly with Russians. She clearly got that sense after a series of meetings she and other analysts had with Russian politicians, including with President Putin.
What disturbed me the most was how he was constantly throwing back what the US has been doing elsewhere. When he was asked about criminal acts that Russian forces have perpetrated in Chechnya, he referred to Abu Ghraib and said, well, look, doesn't this happen everywhere? When he and others were referring to this sort of problem of Chechenization and the difficulty of carrying this out, I mean, again, referring back to insurgency in Iraq.
Senator McCain rejects the comparison between Chechnya and Iraq and says this should not stop the Bush administration from being frank with Moscow.
In Iraq, we are trying to turn the government over to the Iraqi people and get out of there as quickly as possible. In the case of Chechnya, it's the opposite. They are not allowing free and fair elections. They're not letting the Chechen people govern themselves and continue to oppress and brutalize them. There's just simply no comparison in either the methodology or the ultimate goals.
But it's not only the war in Iraq that has made the U.S. less influential in Moscow, according to the Nixon Center, Nicholas Gvozdyev, who also met with Vladimir Putin recently.
Every time a political freedom issue question was raised with Putin, he immediately had a rejoinder about problems in the West. He says, you have problems with freedom of the media and with conglomerates controlling too many stations, or you have problems with elections and so on. So that there's very much this sort of water off duck's back approach now, when they're just, every time they hear criticism from the West, it's now shrug it off and we're not going to pay attention to it.
Gvozdyev and Hill, who were speaking at the American Enterprise Institute, say the U.S. could win back some influence with Russia if it expands intelligence sharing on terrorism or offers concrete help with border security. Hill says she felt Putin had few ideas as to how to resolve the enormous challenges facing him. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.